This is Free Thought Radio with co-hosts Dan Barker and Annie Laurie Gaylor. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Have yourself a merry little solstice season. I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And I'm Dan Barker. And like Annie Laurie, I'm a friendly neighborhood atheist. This is the December 22nd, 2012 broadcast of Free Thought Radio. That means already we'll have a little bit more sunlight today than we had yesterday. And then every day from here on, a teeny bit more until we finally get to the summer solstice, and then that astronomical cycle, that yellow yo-yo of the sun going back and forth, it will begin anew. So, the winter solstice season is a natural holiday. We podcast, and we also are broadcasting this weekend in a number of places, including Columbia, Missouri, Grand Rapids, in Ithaca and environs, and Monterey.
And I think in Grand Rapids, you hear us in the middle of the week.
And Columbia, they do it in the middle of the week. That's right.
As well.
Free Thought Radio is the weekly production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation. We have two purposes. Most of our members are atheists and agnostics and other types of non-believers. We work to keep state and church separate, and we also work to educate the public about the views of us non-believers.
So today, for the non-holy natural holiday, we'll relax and celebrate with a little irreverent music, mostly among the news.
We'll report that the Freedom From Religion Foundation has placed winter solstice banners up now this year in Streator, Illinois, Prineville, Oregon, Manassas, Virginia, Arlington Heights, Illinois, Gladwin, Michigan, Warren, Michigan, in the Boston Common, in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, one that my brother put up outside the Washington State Capitol in Olympia, Washington, and inside the Wisconsin State Capitol right here in Madison. And some more may be going up in Ohio and West Virginia. We want to thank all of our activist members. We also want to thank our staff attorneys who helped to coordinate, and they worked really hard on this. And we want to thank our publicist, Katie Stenz, as well as editor Bill Dunn and office manager Jackie Douglas for all those details in getting these solstice signs mailed out just in time and also to be publicized.
And I should remind you that one of our newest chapters in the Chicago area put up a really ingenious winter solstice display in Niles, Illinois, depicting the reverent founding fathers gazing adoringly at a manger that contains the Bill of Rights. And last week was the anniversary of the adoption of the Bill of Rights. It also takes place in December, so you may see some more of these signs going up. And that was the brainchild of, I'm going to forget it, it's someone who has a podcast in Canada. We'll use his name next week, but the artwork was contributed. The banners are all up to counter nativity scenes in public government spots. We wouldn't be there unless we were countering religious displays on public property, and these include public parks, a public median strip, courthouses, capitol buildings, and city lawns. And in one instance last week, our request to place our banner in the town of Sheboygan, Michigan, was turned down, and I'm going to say, why are we happy about that? Well, the town voted to remove the nativity scene as well.
They spell it with a C-H.
Sheboygan.
Rather than S-H like in Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm. And so that's really what we're after. And congratulations to that victory to our senior staff attorney, Rebecca Markert. Now, the Freedom From Religion Foundation banner, which the wording was written by Ann Nicole Gaylor, expressly to counter nativities and religious displays at this time of year, to challenge so-called public forum on religion, says at this season of the winter solstice may reason prevail. There are no gods, no devils, no angels, no heaven or hell. There is only our natural world. Religion is but myth and superstition that hardens hearts and enslaves minds.
Yesterday, FFRF had its winter solstice celebration in the Wisconsin state capitol, just to give a little bit of balance to all those religious celebrations, including an annual nativity, Christian nativity pageant that's been going on since at least the 1920s.
And one of the first things that my mother did when she really was the principal founder of FFRF back in 1976 and 77 was stop the public financing of that huge nativity display that takes over the entire state capitol for most of a day, and the rehearsal for the day before, and also the use of public school students. But that comes up even now. We've had some complaints in recent years about students being coerced to play in the orchestra and things for that. So that's why we're there. Now, we do have some songs to play today for those who couldn't make the winter solstice concert and or who'd like an encore. But Dan, first you wanted to read something, and you're taking your text not from the book of Luke, but from what?
Remember we had Susan Jacoby on a couple of weeks ago talking about her book, American Agnostic, The Great Agnostic, Robert G. Ingersoll. In 1891, Robert Ingersoll sent a Christmas sermon to the Evening Telegraph. It ran on December the 19th, and after this was published, a Methodist minister wrote a scathing reply to him, and I want to read just a little of his sermon and a little of his reply.
Ingersoll's reply.
Yeah, this is Ingersoll's Christmas sermon. The good part of Christmas, the good part of Christmas is not always Christian. It is generally pagan, that is to say, human, natural. Christianity did not come with tidings of great joy, but with a message of eternal grief. It came with the threat of everlasting torture on its lips. It meant war on earth and perdition hereafter. It taught some good things, the beauty of love and kindness in man, but as a torchbearer, as a bringer of joy, it has been a failure. It's given infinite consequences to the acts of finite beings, crushing the soul with a responsibility too great for mortals to bear. It's filled the future with fear and flame and made God the keeper of an eternal penitentiary, destined to be the home of nearly all the sons of men. Not satisfied with that, has deprived God of the pardoning power. And yet, it may have done some good by borrowing from the pagan world the old festival called Christmas. I believe in every day that has been set apart for joy. Christmas is a good day to forgive and forget, a good day to throw away prejudices and hatreds, to fill your heart and your house and the hearts and houses of others with sunshine. The Methodist minister replied, complaining about the tidings of great joy comment that Ingersoll said. And here's Ingersoll's reply to that reply. If the passengers on some great ship were told the ship was to be wrecked and that a few would be saved, but that nearly all would go to the bottom, would they talk about tidings of great joy? It's to be presumed that Christ knew what his mission was and what he came for. He says, "Think not that I'm come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword." And then he ended his very long reply with, "I know that men do as they must with the light they have. And so I say, more light."
So that's some enlightenment from Robert Ingersoll. Since our previous program was recorded, of course, we are all mourning the loss of life, the slaughter of 20 tiny children and their 6 adult teachers and school officials in Sandy Hook, Connecticut, and leave it to the religious right to take this tragedy, one that really, I think, with rational laws could be made avoidable or at least much less easy to avoid, leave it to the religious right to get in their usual vicious licks against free thinkers and the separation of church and state. And we are talking about none other than former governor and Fox TV irresponsible talker Mike Huckabee.
We ask why there's violence in our schools, but we've systematically removed God from our schools. Should we be so surprised that schools would become a place of carnage?
So, we shouldn't dignify those remarks, but I will say that according to the New York Post, the 20-year-old shooter was a product of parochial schools who had attended St. Rose of Lima Parochial School as a child. He and his mother reportedly were parishioners at that Catholic church.
Can you imagine if we at FFRF started blaming the carnage on parochial school education?
So to counteract Fox TV, we want to play Roy Zimmerman's Bill O'Reilly's Christmas.
Bill O'Reilly's got a Christmas special called It's Christmas, Shut Up! This is the opening number. Every Merry Christmister and Christmases in America. And I do mean Mr. and Mrs., not some genderless generica. Has a sacred obligation to defend their favorite phrase. So if you're one of those heathen who says, Happy Holidays, this one's for you. Merry Christmas, you whiny-ass liberal. Merry Christmas and welcome to America. That's how we say it here. We say Merry Christmas because it's Christmas. That's why, you liberal scum. Merry Christmas, you humanist lunatic. Say it with me and join us in America. Look at a calendar. What does it say there? Does it say holiday? No, I didn't think so. You're a godless red, you're a clueless green, so you think you'd know what those colors mean. They're Christmas colors, buddy, green and red and white and blue. So a merry American Christmas and a very happy new American century too.
And that's
Shut up!
That's Roy Zimmerman aping Bill O'Reilly, who himself has single-handedly started the so-called war on Christmas.
Well, the war on the Constitution.
Last week, after the tragedy in Connecticut, when Wisconsin Public Radio was asked if they would just play some classical music that is comforting, something to memorialize the children and the school staff and that horrible massacre, Wisconsin Public Radio chose a beautiful selection written by Rafe Vaughn Williams. They chose to play Lark Ascending. And listeners of this show will know that Rafe Vaughn Williams was a lifelong atheist who, although he did write hymns as an atheist and agnostic hymns.
Well, he was asked to do that.
Yeah,
right?
He was asked to. And he said, if you're going to go to church, you may as well listen to good music. So let's go out of this show. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie. We're going to go out and come back, but we'll have about a minute in memory of Sandy Hook, in memory of the children and the staff, by listening to Rafe Vaughn Williams' Lark Ascending. And then after that, we'll be back with some more fun stuff for our non-holiday holiday.
Ask for a sample issue of Free Thought today and find out more about the Freedom From Religion Foundation at FFRF.org or phone 1-800-335-4021. This is Free Thought Radio.
We're back. I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie, and we are co-directors of FFRF. And we had just had our solstice party at the Wisconsin State Capitol yesterday. And if you weren't there or you want an encore, we are going to play a song by Ken Longquist, who joined you, Dan, in entertaining. Mm-hmm. And this is a song that he composed just for a controversy.
Should I explain the title?
Sure.
Madison, Wisconsin sits on an isthmus between
isthmus.
How do you say it?
You don't say the TH.
Isthmus. Madison, Merry Christmas. And there's a, you know, the big annual question about whether it's a Christmas tree or a holiday tree. So Ken Longquist is a Madison area well-known singer-songwriter who wrote this song about that issue called Isthmus.
Isthmus tree.
You say it. Isthmus.
Yeah, I'm from Madison. I guess I can say it. Oh, isthmus tree.
All right.
Oh, isthmus tree, oh, isthmus tree, the Capitol Rotunda. Find some perplexed and others vexed. They scratch their heads in wonder. While Christians claim you as their own, historically it's widely known your origin was pagan when the Yule tree was plundered. Isthmus tree, oh isthmus tree, the Yule light that glistens from every bough upon you now, shone long before the Christians. Your candle fire the ancients burned to bid the wayward sun return. Songs of light on solstice night still kindle hearts that listen. Isthmus tree, oh isthmus tree, your warm illumination against the cold dark yules of old inspired imitation. But this sincerest flattery of circuit box and battery should stake no claim or rename the Yule tree celebration.
That's Madison, Wisconsin's own Ken Longquist, Isthmus Tree. And now, this time of year is a time when there are many charitable requests. There is traditional almsgiving. And here is a non-traditional charity that I would like you to know about and contribute to. And it is a charity started and run primarily by atheists, although we serve anybody in need, and we do not trumpet the atheism as the reason for existence. It's the Women's Medical Fund, co-founded by my mother, Ann Gaylor, who was the principal founder of FFRF with Robert West and Peggy West many, many years ago. And here is the Thanksgiving appeal. Here are brief biographical notes about some of the women recently helped by the Women's Medical Fund or who will need our help in the next 2 to 3 weeks. And I should explain, the Women's Medical Fund is the longest-lived, continuously operating abortion rights charity in the nation. To continue, some of these women are also being helped by a national fund, privately endowed. Our typical gift of $200 to $400 often combines with other resources to make their choice of abortion possible. Here are some of the people helped. She is 12, a seventh grader, one of five children, 6, 9, 12, 15, and 17. Her mother supports the family working as a CNA. The 12-year-old was raped by a friend of her uncle, who has been reported for the crime. The fund paid $300 of the abortion cost. She is 13, another seventh grader with teenaged boyfriend. She needed $250. 14, a ninth grader, one of six children, raped by a 26-year-old. As the pregnancy progressed, she repeatedly and believably threatened suicide. In the late second trimester, she needed to travel out of state. We were one of three funds helping her. Our help was $500. 15, a high school sophomore raped by an 18-year-old. The rape reported to police. Her mother earns $800 monthly from a factory job. We helped with $400. 16, high school junior, stranger rape, reported to police. Our help was $400. 19, lives with her five-month-old in a facility for the homeless, suffering from depression. 26-year-old impregnator, no help. Clinic gave reduced rate. Our help was $200. 24, married, no children, fetal abnormality, a severe case of high drops, oversized placenta producing extra fluid, left side of heart not developing, kidney failure, incompatible with life, $400. 25, stage 3 breast cancer, a student in medical training. You can read more of this letter at Facebook, www.facebook.com, WMF Wisconsin. But you can just send a charitable contribution to help Wisconsin needy women at P.O. Box 248, Madison, Wisconsin 53701. Women's Medical Fund, P.O. Box 248, Madison, Wisconsin 53701, and help people that are not helped by the religious right due to the cutoff of abortion funding in the state of Wisconsin.
Stay tuned. I'm Dan Barker with Annie Laurie Gaylor. Stay tuned for more fun seasonal music.
The things that you're liable to read in the Bible, it ain't necessarily so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie. And what have you got coming up? I guess this is, we're going to play from now on music.
The song you make me sing every year.
Yeah, we make you sing this, and we make you sing this at home, the unexpurgated version. And this is South Park's Merry, we can't even say the title, Merry Frickin' Christmas. So you re-recorded this so we could play it on the radio. And so here's Merry Frickin' Christmas.
I heard there is no Christmas in the silly Middle East. No trees, no snow, no Santa Claus. They have different religious beliefs. They believe in Muhammad and not in our holiday. And so every December I go to the Middle East and say, hey there, Mr. Muslim, Merry Frickin' Christmas. Put down that book, the Quran, and hear some holiday wishes. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday, so get off your heathen Muslim ass and frickin' celebrate. There is no holiday season in India, I've heard. They don't hang up their stockings, and that is just absurd. They've never read a Christmas story. They don't know what Rudolph is about. And that is why in December I'll go to India and shout, hey there, Mr. Hinduist, Merry Frickin' Christmas. Drink eggnog and eat some beef and pass it to the missus. In case you haven't noticed, it's Jesus' birthday, so get off your heathen Hindu ass and frickin' celebrate. Now I heard that in Japan, everyone just lives in sin. They pray to several gods and put needles in their skin. On December 25th, all they do is eat a cake. And that is why I go to Japan and walk around and say, hey there, Mr. Shintoist, Merry Frickin' Christmas. God is going to kick your ass, you infidelic pagan scum. In case you haven't noticed, there's festive things to do, so let's all rejoice for Jesus and Merry Frickin' Christmas to you. On Christmas Day, I travel around the world and say, Taoists, Krishnas, Buddhists, and all you atheists too, Merry Frackin' Christmas to you.
And the words are written by Trey Parker for South Park.
Dan's version of that South Park song. And now who are we going to listen to?
And now Tim Minchin, to have a gentle, a positive side of the holiday. Tim Minchin is Australian. And of course, down there, December the 25th does not happen in a winter wonderland. And Tim wrote a song, I guess a Christmas song. He's called it White Wine in the Sun, which is the take of a non-believer during this time of year.
I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know, but I just really like it. I am hardly religious, I'd rather break bread with Dawkins than Desmond Tutu, to be honest. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to consumerism, to the commercialization of an ancient religion, to the westernization of a dead Palestinian press ganged into selling PlayStations and beer. But I still really like it. I'm looking forward to Christmas, though I'm not expecting a visit from Jesus. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mum. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I don't go in for ancient wisdom. I don't believe just 'cause ideas are tenacious, it means that they're worthy. I get freaked out by churches. Some of the hymns that they sing have nice chords, but the lyrics are spooky. And yes, I have all of the usual objections to the miseducation of children who in tax-exempt institutions are taught to externalize blame and to feel ashamed and to judge things as plain right or wrong. But I quite like the song. I'm not expecting big presents. The old combination of sock straps and chocolates is just fine by me. 'Cause I'll be seeing my dad, my brother and sisters, my gran and my mom. They'll be drinking white wine in the sun. I really like Christmas. It's sentimental, I know.
So that was Tim Minchin. Many of you might have heard him, his concert at the Reason Rally in March this year. And unfortunately, I missed it. I mean, we were backstage and you couldn't hear a darn thing in the green room.
But he gave a powerful performance.
Entertained the multitudes. And then this is...
He was taking up where Tom Lehrer left off. You know, Tom Lehrer wrote a whole bunch of irreverent songs. And we've played Tom Lehrer on our show before. We played The Vatican Rag, which is funny. But Tom Lehrer has a short little song about his take on this time of year. He calls it A Christmas Carol.
Christmas time is here, by golly, disapproval would be folly. Deck the halls with hunks of holly, fill the cup and don't say when. Kill the turkeys, ducks, and chickens, mix the punch, drag out the dickens. Even though the prospect sickens, brother, here we go again. On Christmas Day, you can't get sore. Your fellow man you must adore. There's time to rob him all the more. The other 306, a D, a 4. relations, sparing no expense. Send some useless old utensil or a matching pen and pencil, just the thing I need. How nice. It doesn't matter how sincere it is, nor how heartfelt the spirit. Sentiment will not endear it. What's important is the price. Hark, the Herald Tribune sings, advertising wondrous things. God rest ye merry merchants, may ye make the Yuletide pay. Angels we have heard on high tell us to go out and buy. So let the raucous sleigh bells jingle, hail our dear old friend Kris Kringle, driving his reindeer across the sky. Don't stand underneath when they fly by.
So that's cute that I hadn't heard that one.
So this opposition... The opposition to this excessive commercialization this time of year is truly ecumenical. It embraces even us non-believers.
And so we've got more. I think that's the end of our seasonal, but we have some more songs coming up, including the final very good version of your new song, Poor Little Me.
Written with Charles Strauss.
Written with Charles Strauss, the composer of Annie, and a good atheist, too. And that's coming up.
And another song from the new album that's coming out.
Your new album is called
Adrift on a Star. So, I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie Gaylor.
And stay tuned for more Free Thought Radio.
As Mark Twain said, faith is believing what you know ain't so. This is Free Thought Radio.
I'm Dan Barker.
I'm Annie Laurie. And as we noted in the last segment, the Freedom From Religion Foundation is publishing its third musical CD featuring you, Dan Barker, plus
and
guests.
And friends, yeah.
And it's called what?
It's called Adrift on a Star, and that's the title song, which is a Yip Harburg song.
Well, it's a song that you put his irreverent rhymes
to music.
To music.
Right.
So
and we have others of his lyrics.
And you also, well, maybe next week we'll play the duet that you have with a local talent,
with Susan Hofer, about some of his lyrics.
And there's all kinds of, what else is on it?
Well, we have guest appearances from Shelley Siegel of Australia, from Joe Taylor, the former Christian rocker. Susan Hofer does a number of songs. And of course, we're debuting. A
number of your songs.
My songs and others. We're doing a Cole Porter song on there called Experiment.
And then we have, this is coming up, is Poor Little Me. And this is this collaboration between you and Charles Strauss.
We talked about this a few weeks ago.
Charles Strauss, we've had him on the show. He won our Emperor Has No Clothes Award at the 2011 convention. He is the great Broadway icon and talent in his upper 80s, still going strong. Annie is on revival on Broadway. He wrote the music, and he worked with you and wrote the music and also helped to revise your words, Dan.
That's right. Yeah, he threw out most of them is how he revised
them. And it's called Poor Little Me.
The multitudes mumble mythologies without end. But me, I have trouble with ologies that pretend to show what can't be shown, to know what can't be known. Lutherans have liturgies, Calvinists have creeds, Muslims have their minarets, Catholics have their beads, Methodists have methods, holy truth to ascertain. But poor little me, I only have a brain. Bishops transubstantiate, Shintos ring their bells, Transcendentalists meditate, Wiccans weave their spells, Hindus chant a mantra when they can't relieve the pain. But poor little me, I only have a brain. So fearful of the Netherlands, believers band together, unhappy with the weatherman. The Zunis wave a feather. They dance in circles to demand great spirits send some rain. But what do you do if you only have a brain? Quakers quake and Shakers shake, and Jews eat kosher food. Rastafarians wear their hair in pious gratitude. They all boast of miracles that no one can explain. But poor little me, I only have a brain. The Netherlands, believers band together. Unhappy with the weatherman, the Zunis wave a feather. They dance in circles to demand great spirits and some rain. But what do you do if you only have a brain? Quakers quake and Shakers shake, and Jews eat kosher food. Rastafarians wear their hair in pious gratitude. They all boast of miracles that no one can explain. But poor little me, poor little me, I only have a brain.
We have another new song by Dan Barker, words and music by Dan. It's a breakup song with a twist. It's called Unfaithful.
It was good while it lasted, but all good things must end. And now you say you still want to be my friend. But don't you know that I was just using you? And don't deny that you were using me too. Bye, bye, faith. I do not love you anymore. You know that I've been seeing doubt, and doubt I cannot live without. So now I have to show you the door. I want you to know it isn't me, it's you. I have no doubt that you'll find someone new. It's you. I have no doubt that you're
Dan Barker's new Unfaithful. You're author of Losing Faith in Faith, From Preacher to Atheist and Godless.
I was in love with faith for many years, but then I guess I had
you
to
lost your...
show it out the door. And that song is a sneak preview of a brand new album that FFRF is producing called Adrift on a Star.
And that is available. It will be available next week, finally. And how many songs?
Well, there's 14 regular, plus there's 3 bonus tracks. So we're looking forward to getting that out early January. So that's the end of our show today. So happy solstice season. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Dave McCann, for producing and engineering the show. The show is produced in Madison, Wisconsin. Find out about our show and the archives and the podcast at ffrf.org/radio.
Give yourself and give us a solstice gift by joining FFRF if you're not already a member at ffrf.org. Get a sample of the December issue by calling 1-800-335-4021. Tune in next week for more Rational Radio and Blasphemous Broadcasting and enjoy another irreverent composer, Tchaikovsky.
Radio is a production of the Freedom From Religion Foundation, FFRF.org. Irreverent views, news, music, and interviews brought to you by Annie Laurie Gaylor and Dan Barker.
I hope someday.